Welcome back to the podcast. Brandon's here during this intro.
Oh, this is the intro?
Just like the good old days.
Hey, hi, ho.
Everybody listening, as I've said before, got a show with Jason Ash coming up June 6th at the Hollywood Improv. Brandon will be in the audience.
I will. I'll be there just critiquing the hell out of both of my friends.
Yep. And then afterwards, you'll try to give us compliments, but it'll be perceived as insults like last time.
Yeah.
Just like, right, good. You've gotten a lot better.
You've gotten better.
We've talked
and
about
I can tell Jason, but Jason, you didn't suck.
He's like, Jason, what's wrong?
Jason, are you okay? You're funny.
Jason's very nervous about it.
Yeah, he is. That's why this show, it's kind of funny. You're really like building the show up to a show that both of you were pretty nervous for.
No, I'm not.
Well, you're not nervous. I guess Jason's just nervous.
Hey, it's just a stand-up show. Yeah. It's nothing big, but
something
it's
big.
June 6th at the Hollywood Improv. Wednesday,
hit me. I'm going to be there.
DM me. Don't DM Brandon. He won't read anything. DM me on Twitter or Instagram if you want tickets. Or go to hollywood.improv.com.
I can't wait to see my boys.
I have one other show I want to promote.
Okay.
We're backtracking.
Who is it?
Backtracking. This Friday, June 1st in Boston, Massachusetts, I'm at Great Scott with Mike Kaplan.
Oh.
So if that strikes your interest, Boston, Friday, June 1st, Mike Kaplan. Hit me up. DM me. I'll give you all the info.
Sick. If you're in Boston.
That's it. And Brandon wants to promote your new YouTube page. That's what you told me. Like, can I talk about my new page?
No, I was asking if I could have something for my page second channel. But I just have a second channel now that I'm posting on, like, or I'm trying to frequently, like, two or three times a week. Yeah. Because the short films take a month. Because, I mean, I've written a lot of shorts, but each one to prep takes like a month. So, right. And to edit and everything. So the next short will be in like 2 weeks to finished. And then, cause we're starting to shoot it tomorrow. And then, but in between then I just bullshit, just stuff that I can film in a day and then post. And it's kind of funny. The stuff that's really like, I mean, cause that channel is growing, but it's kind of funny that the stuff that's growing is the stuff that I'm like, whatever the fuck, like who cares? But then the stuff that I actually like put effort into, like it's still, you know what I mean? Like it still does well. It's just, I don't know. It's funny.
Right. I know what you mean.
How it works on YouTube. It's just funny how it works on YouTube. It's based more off of how frequently you post, I guess, than how, than whatever. I guess that's more what it's based off of in terms of keeping an engaged audience.
So you're posting, what are you doing on your second page? Fake vlogs?
No, I did one real vlog. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing that, but it's mainly like it's just kind of, I guess, parody. That's all I could describe it as. Like I did a video about me coming out that made a lot of people upset because it was me coming out and then but I don't actually come out. I come out as straight and I won't explain why people got upset. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but, and then I did this other one that was like a mukbang. It was kind of like parody stuff, but I want to do more shit that's like not just... It can literally be whatever. That's the cool thing about it. Is like once... Because the short films are main channel. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. I don't want to do anything else on my main channel. But
But
this one can be anything. Like any idea that's just like quick to film and stuff. So
cool. And that's Brandon Calvillo as well?
Yeah, that's the title of the channel.
Fat Daddy...
Assholes.
So what's new with you? What do we talk about this episode?
What do we talk about?
I'm on vacation mode already.
Wait, is this the intro or is this the podcast?
We did the intro, now it's the podcast.
Oh, okay. Did we? Because that was continuous.
Yeah, I know, but it's one and the same.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, what do we want to talk about? Oh, did you hear about Morgan Freeman?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, huh? It's just kind of, it's so weird to me. Like,
it's funny how I was like, I'm on vacation mode. And you're like, did you hear about Morgan Freeman?
Well, you said I'm on vacation mode, but I was like, that's something that I did want to talk about. But you were on vacation mode, meaning you're going to go to Boston? Is that?
Yeah, I'm going to Boston.
That's your vacation?
Not really. I'm going to a friend's wedding in New Bedford, Mass, near my hometown.
Oh.
But beforehand, I'm going to Boston first with Jenny, my broad.
Your broad?
My broad, Jenny.
Oh.
It's our first trip together.
Really?
So we'll see.
Are you guys going to stay in like a hotel and stuff together?
Yep.
And you sleep in the same bed or separate beds?
Probably separate.
Separate beds.
I mean, I booked a room for myself. I assume she booked a room for herself.
Did you really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ.
I've got one room. I have like three shows on Wednesday.
Yeah.
All starting at 8. That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thursday, getting dinner, lunch with my mom. She's meeting my mom. Jesus Christ.
She's going to meet your mom?
Yep.
Ooh.
Hey-o. Then Friday, she's meeting all my sisters and watching me do stand up. All my sisters are like very nervous for my stand up show. Like,
sure.
I think like, oh my God, I hope he's funny. What if no one shows up?
No, I mean,
and for me, it's just like, I'm just doing 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not a huge deal. And for them, it's like a huge deal
to see you on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll be, it'll
are you
going to
clean up any of your jokes for them, or are you going to make them dirtier? Are you going to get rid of that joke about wanting your friends to fuck your sisters?
That's just a conversational joke I do in real life.
To them?
No, just like if a guy friend asks about my sisters, I'll just cut to the chase and be like, yeah, they're cute. If you want me to set you up with them. Mm. But I have a brand new joke I have about being attracted to cousins. Do you have any attractive cousins?
No.
I don't know. I'm not like sexually attracted to my cousins, but I can identify
if somebody's attractive.
Yeah. I have jokes about how I can tell when guys are hot. Mm-hmm. And then it leads into, I can also tell when my relatives are hot.
And incest jokes.
Yeah. You think it's going to be an incest joke, but then there's a misdirection at the end.
Oh really?
And it becomes a joke about how you and I hooked up that one night.
I remember that.
We 69'd.
I remember that too. I remember the steamy windows and the my hand
like Titanic.
Yeah, my hand pressing against it and falling down. And I remember you crying for hours after while I held you in my arms.
I was crying and trembling with just the aftershock of orgasm.
Gave me. And I was like, "It's all right, baby." And I was wiping I was mainly wiping the jizz off your head,
right,
and your hair. Mm-hmm. This is all a lie, by the way.
It's okay. You can say that it's true.
No, it's all lies. It's all lies.
But Boston, it's okay. Boston will be fun. I expect to ruin my friend's wedding. I'm going to do whatever it takes to just put all the attention on me during the wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already pretty cool that there's going to be a celebrity at the wedding.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are freaking out.
Yeah.
That I'll be
is
there.
Is that on the invite?
Yeah.
Come meet Rye Dune.
Special meet and greet with Rye Dune. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But it'll be good to see my high school bros.
Sure.
See how fat and bald they are.
You haven't seen them since?
No, I have.
Oh, you have. But you just want to re-see how fat and bald they are.
Yeah, re-see it.
Reese's Pieces.
Most of them have kids.
Hmm. And you don't.
I don't, no.
And you got a broad now.
I don't even have a plus one to the wedding.
So wait, Jenny's not going to you? With you?
She's gonna come to the reception, which is the wedding party.
Oh.
But at the time of the wedding invitations, I did not have anywhere near a girlfriend, so. No plus one.
Mm.
And then we're gonna meet my dad the following day after the wedding. Yikes. Yeah. If you think I'm socially awkward, what do you meet Bill Muldoon?
Bill Muldoon.
Hey, Ryan.
wait. So Jenny's gonna meet your mom and your dad.
And my sister.
So the whole family.
Not at once. My mom one day, my sister is another, my dad the next.
Are you doing that? That's not intentional to like make it easier for her?
It's intentional for my mom's sake.
Yeah.
Because my mom was like freaking out about seeing me do stand up.
Sure.
So I was like, all right, how about we do lunch beforehand?
I like how your mom's freaking about watching you do stand up.
Yeah.
She's just like,
what if no one laughs?
I like how she thinks that already.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think my family just cannot picture me doing stand-up. My sister Kate has seen me do it.
Yeah.
She saw me had one bad set, which I was not happy about. And then another good one. So,
well, they must have seen you on Vine and stuff.
Yeah, they saw my Vines.
But they didn't think they were funny, did they?
No, they did.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rude. No. I'm just saying that because, like, that's sometimes how, like, family is. Like, we don't really think that, like, his stuff is particularly funny because we know him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so my Vines, like, my family didn't think they were that great sometimes. You know what I mean? Funny.
It was kind of surprising.
I wasn't trying to make it, like, a slight to you.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
Yeah.
That was a moment where, like, that was a moment when you gave me the compliment after the stand-up. Hey, you got them better. I know what you mean.
Yeah, but people don't. That's weird.
Might perceive it as rude.
Oh.
But when I first started making Vines, my family thought they were hilarious. And like, oh, right. It's like, you're crazy. They didn't say that, but just like, I can't believe you're doing this.
Yeah.
You're wacky.
So much confidence to go out in the street and just talk to people.
Yeah.
With a wig on.
It was like, confidence or desperation?
You be the judge. God.
God. Only God can judge me.
Only God knows. God only knows.
And then after Boston... Just
what I'd be without you. That's a Beach Boys song. Sorry.
God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without. God only knows what I'd be without. God only knows what I'd be. God only knows. God only knows what I'd be without. God only knows what I'd be.
All right, everyone, stop listening.
All right, cool.
Well, there goes our followers.
So many.
All gone.
So then after Boston, come back. I just need to make sure no drama happens. I mean, nothing will happen, but
yeah.
Only chance of drama during my Boston trip is if me and my boys from high school get too crunk, you know?
Fuck, man.
There's a lot of testosterone going around that room, dude.
Yeah, dude, totally. Boston boys? Oh, my God.
That's Boston boys.
Boston boys having a Boston boy night out.
Speaking of testosterone, what do you think about my beard, bro?
I was about to say, well, when I walked in, my initial reaction was, oh, you have a beard now? And you said, yeah. And I said, what's that all about?
Yeah.
And I just, because I've never seen you with such a full grizzly, been in the woods for 4 months beard.
Yeah.
Like, and you have a, and what I noticed is you have a distinguished gray spot on your beard that makes it look like you've, it either looks like a stain of like alcohol, you know what I mean? Like when you, like when you're like the old West, like a when bleach. They would drink and like bleach or something like that. Or it's like, you're getting a little older now.
I'm getting a little older now.
You're getting distinguished.
I guess so.
That's going to be dope. Cause you're going to have a full head of hair that's gray, you know, you're not going to be like bald and gray. Oh,
gotcha. Yeah.
You're going to be like full head of hair, gray hair, and also gray beard.
Right.
You're going to look like,
Santa.
Yeah, basically.
And if I keep eating the way I am, I'm going to be a fat piece of shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were just going to say Santa. Look like Santa, but...
It's like, why did I have to put piece of shit after fat? Maybe being fat is okay.
Being fat's fine.
It is fine.
As long as that's not the only thing that you... You know what I mean?
Like, I'd like to apologize to all the fat fucks listening right now.
Yeah, all the fucking fat gooey fucks out there.
It's okay to be a disgusting slob.
It's okay to fucking look atrocious wherever you are.
No one having trouble with?
Yeah.
Normally I rub my chin on this podcast.
Yeah.
You can't hear it.
Uh-huh.
But now with my hair.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Oh. Well, I can't hear it, but I'm assuming they can.
They can.
Because it's probably, it's like ASMR for beard rubbing.
Yep.
Do it again.
You know what? Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Sounds kind of gross, actually.
Keep going.
You know, men.
I wasn't finished.
Since growing this beard, I've thought, like, this is a similar look as to Manon's fiance, Manon Matthews.
Yeah.
She sent me a DM yesterday.
Yeah.
In favor of the beard.
Saying?
Nothing like, oh, my God, you look hot. She was just like, capital exclamation point, whatever.
Oh,
I was like, your hair. And I said, just trying to look like Murph. So Manon thinks I'm like really hot now all of a sudden, probably.
Shit, man.
She loves my personality.
Yeah. She loves your personality. And now she loves your appearance as well.
Yep.
This is just two good things. Before you know it, she's going to be blowing you in the back alley of a Sizzler.
No. I want to eat her out.
Oh.
Just kidding. That's our running joke.
Is that you want to eat her out?
Yeah, I've thought about like...
It's such a great running joke. It's a little inside joke.
I've thought about like if her fiance heard our last podcast where it's like, man, I would love to eat you out. She's like, you always say that. It's like, I don't want to hear that if I was her fiance.
Oh, no. And that guy looks like he's been like training in the Marines. He looks like he'd beat the fucking shit out of you too.
Yeah, he would.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Unless he has no idea how to fight. I don't know how to fight.
You don't know how to fight?
No.
What's your move? Do you just like get in the fetal position? Oh, I actually have a story, but
okay,
about fighting. Do you want to hear it?
No, but okay, we have some time to fill, so
I know you don't want to hear it, but okay, so this is going up on Wednesday, so it doesn't matter. So I was with David Dobrik, and he just called me up and he's like, what are you doing? It's like, okay, nothing. It's like, we're gonna go to this party, come down. It's like, okay. He picked me up. I'm with Big Nick and our friend Seth. And we go to this first party. For some reason, we get in there. Actually, we can't get in because it's in like the North Hollywood Hills. And we can't get in. And I'm like, okay, let's just go. We can't get in. But I assume because how bad security was, like how intense it was.
So it was like not a house party, like a party.
No, it was a house party.
Oh.
But I was like, but it was like for a mansion sort of.
Okay.
Sort of. It was like a middle class mansion, but it's like there are security guards and they were like, no, we can't let you in. And then Seth somehow got us in. And when we got upstairs, I was expecting to see like Kanye West and like Jesus or something, mm-hmm. but it was just like a bunch of like middle-aged, like, bunch of middle-aged white people. Just like, it felt like a housewarming party that was public. Because there were like kids there that were drinking, but there were also like, yeah, underage drinking. Great. There are kids there, but then there were also adults that were like outside on the patio and it just didn't make any sense. But we left. And then we go and Seth's like, oh, let's go to this other party. So we go to Topanga Canyon and we get to this party is weird. Cause this is kind of a weird area. Like it's very, I don't know. There's something about it. I just didn't, it kind of made me feel weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Topanga Canyon. Is that rich? Weird?
It's, I don't know what it is. I just know. I don't think it's. Well, I don't know if it's ghetto or if it's rich. But all I know is at night it was spooky, and so we go. It was just a spooky place. So we go to this other house, and that also has security, and we are able to get in. I don't know why these parties have security. Like these are house parties,
right?
Like when I was in high school, you just go to a fucking party, and like maybe you'd have to knock on the door so Daniel could let you in or whatever the fuck. But like
Gonzalez, right?
Yes, Danny Gonzalez, because we went to high school together. We didn't. To let you in, but there wasn't like two security. It was like Project X, which okay. I don't know if you've ever seen.
Never saw it. Heard good things.
It's a terrible movie, but it's awful. Huh. But it's it's the scene is like there's two kid bodyguards outside that are like nine that are trying to make sure nobody gets in. Mm-hmm. So we got past security, get inside. No, nobody there. And it's just like maybe 70 people. It's really packed and it's just in this backyard and everyone's around this pool and they're throwing beer bottles and syringes into the pool. And sometimes people jump in the pool.
Oh, I'm the movie.
The movie project.
Okay.
No, sorry. This is what happened.
Wait, syringes in the pool?
Well, not syringes, but I assume there was like bricks and like,
all right, cool.
It looked like so this is what actually happened. So this is a part of the movie.
Filming a vlog.
No, they weren't filming anything.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
They were just like, they were just outside and we don't know anybody there. And we're at we gauge that the party's too weird. And David has this thing where if he can't get any footage, he just wants to leave. So that's how he is. He's like, yeah. And I'm fine with that. I'm just like, this party sucks anyways. Let's get the fuck out of here. So we leave. As we're walking out, there's this girl she's not being held down by security, but she's like, there's one security guard in front of her. And we can just tell that she's like, you know, trashed, and she is up against a wall, and David has his camera and he has a flashlight. He's not shining it on her, but the flashlight's like visible, and he's like, hey, what's going on over there? Not to her, just in general. Mm-hmm. And she goes, stop fucking recording me. And she runs after him and starts beating him up.
Whoa.
She starts smacking him in the face with her hand. And also Seth. And it was so funny because the security guard's like, do not hit the girl. Do not hit the girl. Meanwhile, the girl is beating the shit out of David,
yeah.
who doesn't know what to do. Yeah. And I don't know what to do because I'm like, I'm not going to pull her off.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was like a weird situation where I was like, what do I do? So I just kind of like watched. I assumed David could get out of it. Mm-hmm. And he did. As soon as he did, he's bleeding from his mouth, and we start to walk away, and we see the girl just start like running down the other side of the street, just like away from the party, like sprinting basically. So we're like, okay, she's because her eyes, dude, her eyes were like possum eyes,
yeah,
like because they were super. There were no her pupils were really black. Mm. And she looked like basically like an infected zombie, mm-hmm. the way she charged at him and ran away. And so all of us were like, okay, we have to, let's just get in the car and go. This is a weird thing that just happened. David's like grinning like, no, dude, that was crazy. We should go find her. And we're like, okay, what? I mean, I know what he was trying to do.
Right.
He was trying to make a, get some footage, but also make this like a kind of a story arc in his vlog,
right.
which I got. But I was also like, David, we're not going to find her. A, B, she's not going to want to film with us. If she even, that's the reason she beat the fuck out of you is because right. she thought you were filming her. And he was like, no, let's get in my car. So we get in his car. We drive for like a couple minutes and then we find her, but she's basically just back at the party against the wall. And she's just talking to herself. And we're like, David, this is bad. Just leave. This isn't like fun or funny. You're not going to get anything good out of this. This is kind of sketchy. Mm-hmm. And we just watch her and she's walking off into the neighborhood and she, she's walking alone. So what she'll do is she'll start to run and then she'll pass out on the ground for like stay on the ground.
Fall down?
Yeah. She would like straight up pass out and fall on the ground for like 2 minutes. And eventually we saw that and we were like, okay, she's like on a thing. Like she's on something hard.
Yeah.
Cause she's just her behavior. And she kept doing that. And it was so fucking strange because there are these two girls that were also, they didn't know who she was. No one knew who she was. And so she keeps falling, picking back up, and we like legit just following her. And we're in the car now going like, okay, this is not like fun and like, crazy anymore. This is like some real shit. Mm-hmm. Like there's a girl here who we don't know how old she is. And she's like going to get, if we don't know, if we leave her just to roam around the city, who knows what the fuck's going to happen to her. So we're like, should we call the cops? Should we call an ambulance? Should we do this, that, and the other? Eventually we end up calling an ambulance and following her, and she's just super erratic behavior, and then I don't know, like the ambulance, then two fire trucks show up and an ambulance, and we're like, oh my god, this is so like intense for what this originally started out as, which was just like, and David was so concerned too. He was like really concerned about the girl. Like this girl punched him in the face, and now he's like concerned. What are you gonna play?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Since we don't have an assistant yet.
Yes.
I'm multitasking.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought you were going to play like an ambulance sound or something.
No.
I was like, why would you? Just to add some.
Yeah, just, yeah, that'd make the podcast awesome.
Some spice. But anyways, yeah. It was just so funny because that started out with her hitting David. And then David's like now concerned about her, like he's like she's his daughter or something. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And eventually the cops go, I mean, not the cops, but the ambulance shows up and they try to put her in the ambulance. She's freaking out. She's like almost punching the ambulance guy. Mm-hmm. And she gets in the ambulance and they drive away. And that's the whole story. But that's, it was so weird. Like how it started out like super lighthearted and kind of fun as a girl lunging at you and beating the fuck out of you could be. And
did the security guards try to get her off David at all?
No, not at all. They didn't even touch her.
Jeez.
They were just, it was so funny because they were saying, don't touch the girl.
Right.
As
just let her beat your ass.
Let her beat your ass. And,
that's their fault.
Yeah. No, they were terrible security guards. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Like, it just made me like, I don't know, dude. I've never seen somebody that. And also, David was like, go see what's going on over. Because we weren't. David wasn't leaving the car. And he was like, go see what's going on. Because while they were trying to put her on the thing with the ambulance when they showed up, mm-hmm. when they're trying to put her on the stretcher, he was like, go see what's going on. I get out of the car. I walk over. It's just, it was so dark, like what I was seeing. Just this girl that's like, I don't fucking want. Like she's saying gibberish and she's being put onto a stretcher and like violently.
Damn.
And I was like, all right, well, this isn't making the vlog for sure. So
yeah, that's too dark for the vlog.
Yeah.
I wonder what she was on. Sounds like coke, maybe meth too.
I don't know. We think she was on like PCP or something. Like probably like angel dust.
Jesus.
Because
Christ.
That party was that kind of party. That party was like, yikes, a PCP kind of place for sure.
Sounds great.
Oh yeah, it was a fun filled time over the weekend.
Did you see the Vlog Squad's IG stories from yesterday at some what appeared to be a party at an abandoned American apparel store? Just like this white house.
Oh, are you talking about all of them when they were dressed in like colorful clothing or whatever?
No, there's like all of yesterday was Cody Ko.
Yeah.
The whole crew.
Yeah.
Just at some house.
Oh yeah, the barbecue.
Barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What house is that?
I don't know. I think it's I was in the thing. I just didn't I didn't go because I saw somebody.
I saw all the stories. Just the same story from different point of views. But here's Matt King's stories. It's Cody making out with his girlfriend. Girls dancing. Scott, Toddy looking hottie.
As he does.
It was just some house. They're all at a house, like, all day.
Yeah.
Some white house.
Where was it?
Everything's
white.
Oh,
yeah, no, it was an Airbnb.
It looks like they rented out a...
Yeah.
close down American Apparel store.
Basically.
And I'm thinking, like, why is everyone at this house?
Oh, wait, I think
all
that's,
day.
I think that's Liza's place. I don't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
It was just like, why? What's happening here?
What's happening? I saw, I just saw that Cody posted a photo with, like, everybody in it.
Yeah.
And I was just, my initial thought was, like, this is going to be on, like, 20 different accounts.
Yeah.
Like, same photo. It's going to be on, like, 20 different accounts.
Well, my initial thought was, oh, sorry. Guess I'm too irrelevant to be there.
Oh. Man, that really brought up some bitterness, huh?
That's why I brought it up.
It's all right. I understand.
Oh, sorry. Guess I'm too old.
Okay. Well, Jason was there, so.
Oh, you find I'm too irrelevant.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, just kidding. Speaking of.
Right, I want you to know you're relevant in my heart.
Thanks.
But you're no. like.
No, I'm JK about being irrelevant. Even if you joke about being irrelevant, people will believe you. But speaking of relevancy, I've my last therapy session with my therapist. Mm-hmm. Want to hear about it?
Sure. I just told you all about my experience with a PCP girl.
Well, it was good to hear from my therapist. She was like, you need to start dissing yourself from social media and like become known as a stand-up comedian. And I was like, yeah, that'll take 5 years. But I don't know.
So what do you like?
A big part of me like thinks like, oh, I should be collaborating as much as possible, doing all this shit. Well, I should start a YouTube page like Brandon. It's like, I don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, you can if you want, but it just depends on why you'd be doing it. If, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to focus more on stand up, and reason why I want to get a little podcast assistant. It's because, spending way too much time on the technical side of shit.
Yeah.
All I do is edit. When I should be writing.
You should be writing.
I should be studying my stand-up, getting better at that. I am getting better at stand-up, but...
Yeah. Well, can I ask you a question? When you saw that photo, did you actually get, like, jealous and, like, you wish you were there or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I did think... I had a thought, like, I kind of don't want to be there.
You don't?
I mean, I like all those people, but I wasn't like, I want to be there so I can be in that photo!
Sure.
It was more like, I don't need to be there, and they're having fun, and...
Yeah. Kind of like from a distance, you're like, oh, I'll let the kids have fun.
And that's condescending.
I know. I don't know if that's what you thought.
But like 4 years ago when Vine was popping, I would have been like, oh, how come I didn't get invited?
Yeah.
Or I might have felt a little bit like that.
Yeah.
But
well,
didn't want to be there. I mean, sure. I probably wouldn't have gone if I was invited. Mm-hmm. I don't like parties.
You don't like parties?
I turned down that party you went to.
Which one?
Didn't turn it down. It was just like, didn't feel like going.
Which party?
The party where the AT&T party.
AT&T party. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the art show.
Granted, I booked a last-minute gig. It was only a seven-minute spot, so I still could have gone to the party, but I was like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. I just, I went with a date and...
Ooh!
What? I went with somebody that I've been seeing for a while, so it was fun because of that. Huh?
Is this a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Are you going to make me delete this?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're dating now. We're boyfriend and girlfriend.
So you're the girlfriend. She's the boyfriend.
I have a girlfriend. She's my girlfriend. I'm her boyfriend. That's what I mean.
Whoa.
So, but she went with me and, everything's always like 20,000 times better when she's there. So it's the truth. It's just the truth. So we went, fuck off. It's the truth. Okay. I'm not going to bullshit you. And we just looked at art and,
Looked at art.
That's all it was. And it was kind of like everybody was also there. And you didn't miss anything. You missed nothing.
Okay.
But.
Cool.
Yeah.
But
if you went with like Jenny, you probably would have had fun. But if I went alone, I wouldn't have had any fun at all.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I end up getting a little cynical at parties sometimes. Let me play this clip here.
Of what?
Something you might want to talk about. Bear with us, audience at home. I think maybe it's okay to have pauses.
It's okay. I would get rid of it.
Whenever. I know you would, douchebag.
Sorry.
Cool.
It's so lovely!
Do you really want to talk about that?
This video is called Retweet to Bring Pure Happiness into Someone's Time Life. And the video includes the person who tweeted it.
Yeah.
Being cute?
Being cute and coming out and making a film pop culture reference.
And so he said, retweet me to bring you happiness.
To bring happiness to somebody. Retweet me being cute to bring happiness to somebody. Because I'm not going to lie, when I saw that, I was about to jump off a bridge. But after I saw it, it really made me reconsider.
It actually made me
want to.
Made me dislike him.
I don't think that was the purpose.
Just like, retweet this video of me to fill your timeline with happiness. It's like, easy now. What's the reference? It's so fluffy.
It's from Despicable Me.
All right.
It's a kid that goes, it's so fluffy, I want to die. It's a film reference. That's all it is.
Well, we don't have to say who it is, but...
But I feel like...
It's just someone who just like, hey, here's a video of me smiling. You're welcome.
Be happy. I'm a gift to the universe and the earth. And your day is better now for having seen this video.
Yeah. Here's a video of me being cute.
Yeah.
Please share it.
Please share.
To make your day better. Retweet this to fill your timeline with happiness and joy.
Like, quote tweet this saying, me. Me at any event.
It's so fluffy. It's not funny.
It's not cute either. That's the thing. It's not cute.
I really do have something against just quoting movies.
Sure.
And getting a laugh out of it. That doesn't make you funny or clever. Just
it's a reference.
It's a reference, and people are like, oh, yeah, I know that.
It's like the, apparently the new Han Solo movie has that in spades.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, apparently everyone's like, yeah, all it does is reference, like, the old Star Wars movies. It's just like, do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that. Cool. Nothing is being added to this that's original in any way, but cool.
When I was in high school, The Big Lebowski was the movie to quote.
Yeah.
Just like any awkward moment, someone would be like, fuck it, Donnie, let's go bowling.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, quote anything from the movie. It's like, hi, dude, you've seen the movie? Me too. You're funny.
Yeah. We connect on this basis. Yeah, I mean, I still do that a lot with my brothers, though, I will say.
We
quote It's Always Sunny all the time.
It is. It's fun. But, you know, try a little harder.
So anyways, I want to talk to you about something else.
Uh-oh.
Morgan Freeman, huh?
Hey.
Let's bring it back to where we started.
All right.
So my big thing with this, not big thing, but I just thought it was interesting because I read it, and you immediately read these things, and now I don't even – well, I read the article after I read the responses that people have, and this is over Twitter, which is just like the – I don't know. It's like
– guilty.
Yeah, it's judge, jury, and executioner. Like everybody is that. Everybody – decides that someone is done by saying they're canceled, which is the worst, absolute worst word ever.
And they'll use all caps in their argument. And I hate it.
Yeah.
I posted like several tweets expressing my disdain for using all caps.
Or using no caps. You hate that too.
Well, that's like cool.
Sure.
But I don't like it when people are proving a point on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they'll say like, this all caps is the reason why all...
Yeah.
All caps. Men should respect.
Yeah. To put emphasis.
Like, just like, stop yelling at me. Granted, if Manon was here, she'd be like, you're projecting that.
Yeah.
They're not yelling at you.
They're yelling at themselves.
But all caps means you're saying it louder, pretty much.
That means that you want to emphasize something, like a word.
So stop yelling at me, Mom.
Oh
shit. Whoa.
Shit, this got way too serious.
Anyways, Morgan Freeman.
Anyways, Morgan Freeman. So I read all the responses, which are basically like, I can't believe I supported him for this long. And like, no, this can't be true. I can't support him any longer. I can't support a rapist.
Stuff like that.
And I was like, okay, so all of it was basically like rapist. And I was like, okay, so what happened? And I go, and it's basically he's on set on multiple different sets. And some women who were part of the staff, the production staff, they said like he flirted with them, made inappropriate comments to them, and also might have, this is a big, the big one, the biggest one was he might have like tried to lift up a girl's skirt and look at it or something. Right. And that one's like, whoa. But everything else was like, he was just like flirting with women inappropriately. Granted, it's at work, so you shouldn't do that because they're on set with him.
Right.
But like, I don't know, like, just to be called, just because you just know, like, the guy's image is, like, at least ruined for half the people that are on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people won't be able to watch, like, a Morgan Freeman movie now without being like, oh, he's a perv or oh, he's a rapist. Like, that's shocking to me. And the first, my first thought was, because this is what happened with Stan Lee. You know Stan Lee?
The guy, yeah, the photo of him? Wait, no, I'm thinking Jet Li.
No, not Jet Li. Stan Lee is the guy who made Marvel, basically, and he wrote all the Marvel comics. Mm-hmm. And every time you watch a Marvel movie, that old guy, that old fuck that's always in the movies, that goes like, hey, stop that, Spider-Man, and he has one cameo, that's Stan Lee. So Stan Lee is about 120 years old, and he's basically like an old man who lives in a mansion who has a maid. And he also had allegations that his maid was like, he's been making inappropriate comments at me and like trying and saying like, come over here and like, you know, fellatio me basically. And all I kept thinking was, this is an old man. This is an old fuck. That's from an era where that was totally okay.
Right.
Then same with Morgan Freeman. Like, he's from an era where that's totally fine, or it was totally fine. And like, I guess I was just like, they didn't, like, Stan Lee, like, the, not poor Stan Lee, but the fucking guy has to get up for, to film these shitty cameos in these Marvel movies. He's probably just really tired and wants to stay in bed, and he has to do this. And then everyone's like, oh, you're also a perv now because you, you know, flirted with or made advances on. I don't know how he can make advances. The guy can barely fucking walk, but like, you know what I mean? It's just, it made me like go, on one hand, I shouldn't do it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, like, they're not from this time. This is, everything's changing so quickly. So quickly. And these guys are confused. Like, they just, they don't know how to fucking act, because not, I'm not talking like people who are like 30, right. You know, I'm talking like Morgan Freeman age people. Like, they don't know how to fucking act. They're like, well, in our age, like, you could say, hey, what's up? Like, let me see, you know, right. You can say stuff like that.
40 years ago, you could like smack a woman in the ass.
Or like, yeah, you could like smack, yeah, and walk away and she goes, oh, you, or maybe she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
Right. She probably doesn't feel that way.
But she had to have gone, oh, you, back then.
Right.
Because if she did anything, they'd be like, ah, you fucking broad.
Yeah.
You know, it was unfair as shit. I agree with that. But at the same time, that was the norm. That was the societal norm. So I'm like, I don't know. It's just, it makes me think about like me when I'm older, you know?
Yeah.
And it did. It was like, what's going to happen when I'm older? Like, I consider myself to be well-mannered. Mm-hmm. Like, in regards to women, like, I know all this shit because that's what societally that we're supposed to do. And morally, that's what I feel, is that you should treat women, like, really well. Uh-huh. But who knows? In 40 years, that might not be enough. I might, like, hug a woman, and then that's like, I'm a perv because I hugged her.
Yeah.
Hugs aren't okay anymore.
It's funny. It's a good thought.
You know what I mean? Like, or, like, even saying, like, to a girl at a bar who we've been flirting and she's bringing it right back to me. And I go like, hey, you want to go back to my place? What do you want to do back at your place? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you want to do back at your place? That's fucking weird. You can't invite a girl back to your place.
Totally. I know what you mean.
I don't know. It's just scary. No. The zeitgeist constantly changes.
It's a funny thought. That's the start of a good stand-up premise right there. Or a video.
Where like you're 80 in the year 2000 and
like
50
before and after.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll pay it. 2018, you're on a date. Please let me pay for this. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
50 years, 40 years later, like, let me pay for this. How could you?
How dare you? Yeah. You don't think I could pay for my own meals? Like, stuff like that. But I had this thought too. I was like, what is a, because, you know, all the people, all the extremists on Twitter, and they are extremists, the people that are the ones that are saying, he's a rapist, like, he's this and that and the other. I really wonder what their days must be like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do they just wake up with fear, anger?
They wake up in all caps.
They wake up. Their first thought when they wake up is in all caps.
Yeah. I don't know, but you're right. It is scary. And also, people on Twitter, I don't know. I'm assuming they don't have a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just very, very angry. We have some acquaintances who are angry.
Yeah.
Use all caps.
Yeah. Who very much and think that they're doing something good. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. They think they're awesome.
I don't fucking know. But like, obviously, whenever this comes up, with whenever you bring up these like allegations of people, because obviously there's going to be like a good majority of people listening that think like, oh my God, he's defending this behavior. I'm not. I'm just saying you have to understand not everybody thinks like you. Like, especially older people, they don't think like a fucking 20-year-old on Twitter.
Right.
They don't think like a social justice warrior. They think like they were born in the fucking 60s.
Right, right.
So not saying, I don't, it's like, leave them alone. If they don't fucking, if they don't rape someone or even like, or like really harass, like I'm talking like, where are you going? Why, like, you know, like be a really shitty person to women, which I get, but that could also be argued. Like that's what Morgan Freeman did, was be really shitty to women. I don't know what he did. I don't know what he said to them.
I think a good step in the right direction was to, is, would be to just not write articles about it right away.
Well, I mean,
granted they do wait until there's seven plus.
Yeah. That come people. Forward. Yeah.
But it's just like, it's a shame that as soon as an article is written, they're guilty.
Yeah. It's cool. Like as soon as the article's out, that's basically the end of it.
Yeah.
Because that article's always going to be up and people can always go back to that article to just like be like, George, fuck this guy.
George Takei, the Star Wars star, gay man, just had
Star Trek,
just had his allegations retracted because the person who accused him of sexual harassment said, maybe I remembered it wrong. It's like, well, too late. The articles are written.
Yeah. It's already out there. It's not like they're going to delete an article that probably has like 500,000 hits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's, I don't know.
It sucks too, because from their point of view, from these magazine editorial places, I don't think they give a fuck. No. I just think they want the hits.
They want the story.
They want the story. It's a juicy story and they'll get a lot of, it's like really good clickbait for an article, basically.
You know what's another good clickbait?
Yeah.
An article about maybe the accuser was wrong. That got me. It was like, I don't know. Just
I didn't even know that. I thought that the George Takei thing was still going on. That's so fucking weird. Because literally, like, you can like a girl or guy could just say like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he raped me. Pretty sure. And then a year can go by and they're like, wait a second. No, that he didn't.
Yeah.
but now that stigma is on them, and it's just like because they sort of forgot. They kind of are doing a lot of permanent shit to somebody's, I wouldn't want to say legacy, but yeah, sure.
I'm in support of the Me Too movement because I've always been afraid to talk to girls and it's a relief knowing that I'm not allowed to anymore.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not allowed to say anything anymore. No, you're allowed to, like, there's obviously just, you're allowed to be the way you are if you're, you know, a decent human being, just treat woman really well, but like at the same time, just if a guy makes a remark at a bar to a girl, he's not a rapist, he's just a creep and an asshole.
I almost got into a fight recently.
What do you mean with who?
At a bar.
Why?
The dude was being a creep.
Oh.
To a girl.
What was he doing?
It was me, Fernando, our friend. Fernando's girlfriend.
Mm.
And Fernando's girlfriend's friend. So it was me, my buddy, me and three friends.
Yeah.
We went to a bar in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, some random dude starts hitting on Fernando's girlfriend and her friend.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, that's normal. That's what happens.
Sure.
He's super drunk. Fernando and I go and stand next to him, like, just being like, what's up? Like, we're friendly. What's up, David? Where are you from? Cool. Yeah. Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
This dude just won't leave the girl alone. I just met this girl.
Oh, this isn't Fernando's girlfriend?
No, this is Fernando's girlfriend's friend.
Gotcha, okay.
This is confusing because
no, I get it. I get
can't say names. So I just met this girl tonight.
Uh-huh.
I have a girlfriend. She's single, so I'm not going to hit on her. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe she wants to be hit on by this creepy dude because I don't know her at all.
Sure.
So he hits on her more than I find out, like, she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool. He'll go away if we just don't show any interest.
Mm-hmm.
Then he keeps on lingering, hitting on her. And then, like, Fernando and I do every body language move we can to let him know, like, we're hanging out. Just leave us alone, please.
Yeah.
And then we see the creepy dude talk to a group of his dude friends. He's up with five other guys.
Yeah.
From what we can tell, they're saying, like, hey, let's leave. And from what we saw, he was like, no, I'll stay here. You guys go on. I'm going to stay here and knock on this girl. So group of his dude friends leave. He stays.
Yeah.
And he's shit-faced.
Yeah.
Then he goes back to the girl, to our group.
Yeah.
Just looking at this girl, being a creep. And then we're just like, nah, we're trying to do more body language. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, we're just hanging out here. Da, blah, blah, leave us alone. We didn't say leave us alone. Then he's getting more drunk. And he's off in the... At one point, Fernando's girlfriend says, all right, have a good night. We're going to go over to this part of the bar. Bye. Have a good night. He's yeah. like, okay, guys. See ya.
Yeah.
Then he follows us to the other section.
Yeah.
Then he starts just staring at the girl. Just Man. Like creepy staring. And when she's not looking, he's looking her up and down. Like, it was like creepy.
Like a lion.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it was kind of like ruining our night. It was like, oh, this guy is being a creep.
Yeah.
So then I got pissed off. Just like.
Because it's annoying.
Yeah.
And also it's not okay.
Yeah, he's being a super creep. It made me angry.
Yeah.
Maybe I wanted to, like, fight him almost. Then I went over to him without the group, and I was like, hey, dude, can I talk to you for a sec? I was like, I made up a story. It's like, that's my recent ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's making me uncomfortable, and it's making her uncomfortable that you're clearly hitting on her.
Yeah.
And we're trying to let you know that we don't want you to, but you keep doing it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, dude, oh, I'm so stoned. Dude, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I'm so stoned. I was like, don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about it. Don't even go talk to them. Because I could tell you wanted to walk over and apologize. Like, don't talk to them.
Yeah.
You've made us uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
You're staring her down. All your friends left. You stayed. He's like, no, we're meeting up later. I was like, don't worry about it. Just leave us alone, please.
Yeah.
You're being a creep.
Yeah.
I told him, like, you're being a creep.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I'm sorry. And I tried to deflate the situation. I was like, no worries, man. I get it.
Yeah.
So I bought him a drink. Then we had a drink together. And then he was just like, dude, let's go smoke some weed outside. And I was like, no thanks. He's like, come on, dude. Come outside with me. Let's go smoke some weed. I was like, no, I'm good. Stop. Or I didn't say stop yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But I had a feeling that he wanted to get alone with me to, like, punch me or something.
Yeah.
It was a lot of aggression going on.
From his angle?
From both of us.
Oh.
I think it was clear my body language is like, back the fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm telling the story so badly.
But, yeah, because right now this seems like a very mature, like, you're both, like, sitting down having a beer and...
It was. I was trying to, but I wanted to fight him, and I think he wanted to fight me.
Yeah.
And he kept on saying, let's go smoke some weed.
Uh-huh.
And it came to me saying, hey, no, I'm not going to go outside and smoke weed with you. He's like, all right, sorry. Then I said, no means no.
You didn't say that.
I did, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But I was like, just kidding, dude. Ha, have a good night. And then we left. Like, we had, like, got so tense that we all had to leave. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Like, the girls were scared of him.
Yeah.
And at one point, Fernando's girlfriend went to the bathroom. Like, she asked me to walk her to the bathroom because we thought, like, what if his other friends are, like, waiting somewhere?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I think it was just, and he was a good looking guy.
Sure.
He was charming and funny. I think it was just some LA fuckhead thinking like, oh.
The creep was?
The creep was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was just some LA dirtbag.
How old was he? Like, was he young?
No, he was like late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But he was a suave, beard, hot guy.
Sure.
But wasted.
Yeah.
Thinking like, if I just linger around. I don't know. We got the feeling like this is a date rapist almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that a terrible story?
No. I was just confused tonally how it was going because what it sounded like was, this is what I thought was going to happen. Like, because you were describing you both sat down at the bar and you bought him a drink after he like completely understood that he was out of line. And then I thought he was literally going to like pull out either his cock or a knife and try to like fight you as you're at the bar.
No. Yeah.
Cause I didn't feel any, I'm like a literary instructor teaching you like why that story was confusing. It's only cause I didn't understand like you were feeling tense from him.
That
you were angry at him.
It was a lot of passive aggression. Me saying like, well, I was aggressive.
Not really passive.
With my words.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey, you're being a creep.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, when?
Like, it was just like, hey, dude, that's my ex-girlfriend.
You're being a creep.
It's like, you're making her uncomfortable because, like, we've tried to separate from you.
And
you keep on following us.
Yeah.
And then all your friends left and you stayed and I saw you just staring at her up and down.
Yeah.
It's like, we want you to leave us alone. Dude, I'm so sorry. I'm so stoned right now.
Yeah. So that kind of behavior is, like, what I'm talking about. Like, at a bar, that's... I mean, did he make any, like, real advances? I mean, no. The whole fucking thing was too, like... Yeah,
no, it didn't get there.
That's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, it was super creepy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it didn't get anywhere near anything, but it felt like he was just waiting for her to be alone.
Yeah, so he could like, yeah.
So he could whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
But we got like date, I don't want to toss the word rape around when it comes to accusations, but we got a big sense of date rapiness on
sure.
him.
It's okay. You can just call him that. I don't know his fucking name. I don't know what he looks like.
The big thing was all his friends left, and we saw him signal like, no, you guys go.
I want to stay. I think I've really gotten a lot of ground here, covered a lot of ground with this girl.
And he was by himself.
Yeah.
Was staring at her.
Yeah. You guys stay. I got this one in the bag. Bro, she's clearly very uncomfortable. No, bro.
But
I got her in the bag. Dude, she's shaking. No.
That whole interaction with me and him made me so angry. I wanted to fight him.
Yeah.
I had no good reason to, but I really did want to fight. I was feeling so aggressive.
Yeah.
Maybe because I wanted to yell at him, be like, you fucking creep. But I had to be like, hey, you're being creepy. Stop.
Well,
then it just made me pissed off.
That's a classic, like, just based off of who you are as a person, that situation could have gone way differently. You know, if it was like, I don't know, if it was like another guy that was like more, like, bro, back the fuck up. Like another like bro like him. It's like, bro, back the fuck up. What the fuck? And then it could have turned into like an actual fist fight. What are you doing? You trying to talk to my ex? What the fuck, bro? We're just supposed to have a good time. Bro, I'm not doing anything, bro. And the bro. And then, and then it's like a Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah, I took the friendly, slightly condescending route. Yeah. Hey, all my friends think you're really creepy. So stop. Well, I hope that story was okay. I've actually had like two cocktails, Brandon.
You had two cocktails before I got here?
Vacation mode.
Oh, I understand.
I was at the Grove, and of course, the manager of a restaurant was a huge fan of mine, gave me some free drinks. You know how it goes, bro.
Absolutely, man. I get it. You're getting free stuff because based off of how charming you are.
Yep.
Huh? We got as opposed to that guy who got almost punched in the face based off of
that's
how
right, dude.
Charming he wasn't.
And you see how big I am.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking stocky.
Yeah.
You're like a stocking. Wait. Christmas stocking.
Stocky.
Stocky. Like, you're like a pile of boxes.
Like vaginas?
Yes.
Just a pile of vaginas.
Pile of vaginas in a room.
That's hot.
You just open the door. Man, all my vaginas are all, they're all over the place.
Hey, I hate to interrupt your disgusting joke, but
all right.
I gotta pee, and then we'll answer some emails.
Gotcha. So put it on pause.
Pause.
Pause it.
Well, it's been a good ep so far. We're just about done.
What does ep mean?
Episode.
Oh, episode.
Yeah.
I was confused. Gross. Anyways, yeah, man, I just always love coming here and seeing your hygiene and your everything just degrade and deteriorate into, you know, what it's turning into.
I feel like I'm the hottest I've ever been.
Hmm.
Granted, don't look too closely. My body's pretty
bad. Are you sick? Because, like, body temperature.
I have the hottest temperature
I've ever been.
Fever. No, but my therapist suggested I grow a beard just to symbolize change.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, well, I could grow a extremely awesome beard.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, but I have a gray patch. She's like, good. Do it. Women love. My therapist told me women love gingers.
What?
And I was like,
what does that have to do with your gray patch?
Well, because my beard is kind of red.
It doesn't look red. It looks like, brown.
In the daylight, in the sunlight, you can tell that it's kind of red.
Women love gingers.
She was like, women love gingers. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, I talk to women all day. They love gingers. She didn't say that intense, but
yeah.
I was like, I don't think they do.
I think
like,
she's projecting. She's projecting right? For sure.
Well, she's lesbian, but.
Oh, okay. But even so, she probably likes redheaded girls.
Email the pod. Ladies out there, do you like gingers?
Do you like, what do they call them? Burning bushes? Because they're red.
Bible reference.
Nice.
Yahweh. Good app. Anything you want to plug? As if plugs work at the end of the podcast. I think like probably 10% of our listeners actually go to the end.
Yeah.
That's like every podcast listener.
Is they only go to like the halfway point, and then I guess we could just say whatever we want.
And they're just
right
like,
now.
I need to go live my life.
We can just say whatever we want right now, then.
Yeah, I can say that. I almost feel bad about the T-shirts that I sold.
The t-shirts for I'm Sorry Dad?
Yeah.
Did you sell shirts?
Yeah.
What were the shirt? What do you mean?
Just to see if anyone had any interest.
Yeah.
Just a gray shirt with font that just says in black, I'm sorry, Dad.
Did they sell?
Yeah, I only put up 5 for sale.
They all sold?
They sold in less than a day, just from my Instagram story.
Oh.
But then we got some photos of people wearing it.
Yeah.
And I felt bad. Just because it's so basic. I mean basic in the term basic, but it's just, like, I wouldn't wear that out.
Wise investment.
I bought one for myself, so 6 sold.
Okay, cool.
But, like, I wouldn't wear it out because it's, like...
It's not a good...
Oh, why are you sorry?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that just looks like more of a statement shirt than, you're excited about a podcast.
But we could have a cool Father's Day sale.
We could. I recommend we do that because I feel like people who don't even know who we are would buy that.
Yeah.
Because they probably are sorry.
Either you give it to your dad or wear it on Father's Day yourself.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Then we can say, sell another t-shirt. It's okay, son. It's okay, daughter.
And then another shirt that says, action, weeping into dad's arms.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then the next shirt can say, Dad, it's okay. It's okay. But stop being a pussy. Next shirt that reads, Mom comes in to watch her son and her husband crying together. Next shirt reads, Mom starts to cry because she has never seen this level of intimacy before from either of her son or her husband. Mm-hmm. Next shirt reads, this is just going to keep going if you want me to keep going. Do you want me to?
Next shirt reads, a knock is heard at the door.
Next shirt reads, the mom walks over to open the door.
Next shirt reads, it's a mailman with a sullen look on his face.
Next shirt reads, the mom asks, hello, who are you?
Next shirt reads, hi, I'm your mailman, and I have a sad message to bring you. Mailman hands a thick envelope to the mom.
Next shirt reads, the mom opens the envelope, and as soon as she sees what's written, her eyes widen, wider than they've ever been in her entire life.
Next shirt reads, the message is revealed. Dear family, I'm afraid both your son and your son's father have AIDS.
Next shirt reads. Next shirt reads, Mom, her wide eyes turn into a smile and she goes, I knew it. Yeah. Next shirt reads, Looney Tunes music plays.
Boom. I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.